Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning, as always, as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Sifunda nge-NIV translation. Lana lithi, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as a wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, the explanation of the sifting of the wheat, kule vesi lena, it is to separate irreality from unreality. And when the sifting is done, siyazi ukuthi the chaff is separated from the grain by the blowing of the wind. So kunjalo, even nasempilweni zethu, there are things as is athekayo, which are like the wind, and which are like the storms, and the very things as it blow izinto ezingafuneki empilweni zethu. Manje, furthermore, the sifting of it symbolizes the spiritual transformation. Manje, itopic yethu yanamhlanje ithi the defining moments. Manje, every defining moment in our lives will demand the different version yethu. And that version will only be revealed nge response yethu nange reaction yethu towards the challenges esihlangabezana nazo. Njengoba kukhona ne law of inertia abayenzile I physics, ithi lapho in every action there is a reaction. And the defining moments esikhuluma ngazo are the testing moments, not to show our weaknesses, but to discover its strength esinazo. Manje, all the defining moments again, they expose the truth in our hearts. Njengoba uJeremiah 17 athi, the heart is deceitful above all things, who can understand it? Manje, in life, siyabona eka Peter, siyathola ukuthi uSathane wamcela to sift him as a wheat. Manje, uma sibheka le ndaba yokuthi uSathane wamcela to sift him as a wheat, sithola ukuthi it was after irevelation uPeter ayitholile ukuthi uJesu Kristu ubani. Manje, this tells us ukuthi whenever we take an action of faith, the enemy will come and attack. Whenever kukhona into esiyenzile ekahle, the enemy will come and attack. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, sithola ukuthi laphayana izwi likaNkulunkulu ku 1 Corinthians chapter 10 uverse 12 wakhona ithi, if you think that you are standing, be careful not to fall. Manje, sifunda ukuthi uJesu watshela uPeter ukuthi I've prayed for you. Manje, at the same time, le statement sisinikeza assurance ukuthi whenever singena enkingeni, uJesu Kristu has prayed for us. And as we know ukuthi uJesu Kristu is seated at the right hand of the Father and is interceding for us. And at the same time, uma sibheka indaba yokuthi uJesu Kristu, he is a mediator. Uyabona ichallenge esinayo namhlanje ayifani nechallenge eyayikuJobu. Ngoba uJobu kukhona la eshoyo ethi, I wish bekune mediator between me and God, engumuntu, and at the same time enguNkulunkulu. Manje, thina, we've got our mediator enguJesu Kristu. Whenever izilingo ziza, uJesu Kristu is uba umuntu okwaziyo ukuthi asikhulekele, and uSathane akakwazi ukuthi asichallenge engazange adlula kuye. Manje, ku 1 Corinthians ku chapter 10 verse 13 lithi lelizwi, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can enjoy. Manje, siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasiyekeleli. Njengoba siyazi noShadrach, noMeshach, no-Abednego, uma beyongena emlilweni, bathola uJesu seke khona emlilweni. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, iBhayibheli sithola we read about the life kaJob ukuthi nakuJob uSathane wamcela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi amsifte njengoba uSathane wacela uPetro kuJesu namanje sithola ukuthi kuJob wamcela ukuthi amsifte manje this also is a lesson that whenever we live a life that is pleasing to God the enemy won't stop challenging us ngani ngoba ufuna leli lizwi elingaphakathi kwethu ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku Marko chapter 7 4 verse 17 wakhona uthi the persecution comes because of the word so the persecution esihlangana nazo the sifting esihlangana nazo it's not about ukuthi ubani but it's about the word kaNkulunkulu esenhlizweni yakho and manje the enemy is trying by all means ukuthi leli lizwi alikhiphe ngiko lokhu uJames ethi lapha ku chapter 1 athi consider it pure joy my brothers whenever you face the trials of many kinds manje many times we don't consider it as a pure joy and at the same time when we remember ukuthi the joy of the Lord is our strength and at the same time ijoy kaNkulunkulu my strength is sethu uma singena kuma trials kudingeka ukuthi sibe nejoy ukuze sikwazi ukuba nalesi strength sikaNkulunkulu manje at the same time the joy esibanayo it's because joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now the trials of many kinds are defining moments. They reveal the really you. They reveal the really me. Defining moments will come and challenge us in many ways. And the devil can use our neighbors to challenge us, to see ukuthi, are we obedient enough? Uma izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi lana, athi uJesu Kristo, the second commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Manje, as athi uJesu Kristo, there is no commandment greater than this. Manje, kwenze ukuthi, uprovoke umakhelwane and wena ureacte ngendlela akuprovoka ngayo kanti isitha sona sibheke leli lizwi lelo lizwi elisenhlizweni yakho lelo lizwi olifundile ukuthi are you going to practice it na ngani ngoba empeleni uNkulunkulu bangcwele he will always naye ngokwakhe ngaphandle kwetemptation God will always test us manje the defining moments would come to those who preach the word of God. Siyatshela ukuthi sesishumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Mase siqeda ukushumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu, the very word esesayitshela abantu, God will test us ngayo. I've seen that dala ngisahamba eyitimeleni. Ngikhulume ngezwi esitimeleni. Mangifika emsebenzini, something will happen. Ezokwenza ukuthi manje kubonakale ukuthi lela lizwi bengikhuluma ngale bantwini. Kimi ngiyalisebenzisa nami. Manje into kaNkulunkulu akudlalwa ngayo ngoba uNkulunkulu the talk is easy. But what about the walk? KuNkulunkulu into ebalulekile inkambo than ukukhuluma. Manje the defining moments came to a woman. Lapha kuncwadi yama Judges chapter 17. The Bible tells us ukuthi this woman wa pronounce a curse emkhulekweni wakhe ngenxa yokuthi wayetshontshele isilva yakhe. And manje not knowing ukuthi the very person who stole that silver is his only son. Manje leli lizwi liyasitshela ukuthi manje she wanted to reverse the curse kodwa manje ngoba sekeyikhulumile sekekhesile manje that was her defining moment ukureveal ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ithini ngomntana womnye umfazi ngoba manje maseyenziwa wakhe akayithandi ukuthi curse ize kodwa make khuleka ebekhulekela ukuthi abanye abantu lowo muntu otshontshe imali yakhe akhese manje lapho siyabona the psalmist lapha ku chapter 109 verse 17 uthi as he loved cursing let it come to him, as he did not delight blessing so let it come not far from him. Manje siyabona ukuthi uma umuntu ofuna ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi uqalekise the very thing uyayitshala, and manje the very thing ingeza ku ngoba uma sicabanga ukuthi manje kukhona abantwana esifanele ukuthi sibakhese ngenxa yezinto abazenzile, ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu empeleni lithi bless those who curse you and pray for those who persecute you. Manje the defining moments will come ukuthi manje i-reaction yakho or i-action yakho uma kwenzeka into kuwe, wena ongafuna ukuthi yenzeke kuwe, uyayenza nakwabanye abantu. Manje again, uma sibona i-defining moments, sibona ngendaba kaRebecca laphayana. Kuyincwadi kaGenesis, uchapter 26, ukuthi uma umntana kaNkulunkulu, uma unezwi likaNkulunkulu, there'll always be a defining moment. Ngoba uma sibheka lapha kuGenesis 6, kuverse 34 and 35 sifunda ngendaba kaRebecca noIsaka, nabo bafacea this defining moment. Uma sifunda laphayana kwincwadi kaGenesis uchapter 26 uverse 34 wakhona lithi leli lizwi, when Esau was 40 years old he married Judith the daughter of Beri the Hittite and also Pesath the daughter of Elon a Hittite. They were a source of a grief to Isaac and Rebecca. Manje siyabona ukuthi nabo labo ababe planning likaNkulunkulu kodwa nabo labo they face a defining moment ukuthi manje babe nendodana ekufanele ukuthi yenze kahle kodwa lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu labo bamakhosikazi akhe they were a source of a grief kuyo Isaac no Rebecca. Manje siyabona ukuthi empeleni every one of us uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu there will be those defining moments. Again uma sifunda laphayana izwi kaNkulunkulu ku First Samuel sifunda chapter 24 from verse 1 lithi leli lizwi, after Saul returned from pursuing the Philistine he was told David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and set them out to look for David and his men near the crates of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The man said, this is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with it with as you wish. Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterwards, David was conscious, stricken for having cut off a corner of a robe. He said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or to lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed man of God. With these words, David rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went on his way. Then David went out of the cave and called out to Saul, my lord king. When Saul looked behind him, David bowed down, prostrate himself with his face on the ground. He said to Saul, why do you listen when men say David is bent on harming you? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord gave you into my hands in the cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you. I said I will not lift my hand against my master because he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, look at this piece of a rope in my hand. I cut the corner of your rope, but did not kill you. Now understand and recognize that I'm not guilty of wrongdoing, rebellion. I have no wrong you, but you are hunting me down to take my life. Manje siyabona even in that verse, ukuthi this was a defining moment kuDavide, ukuthi manje ufuna isihlalo sokuthi asuse uSauli na. It was a defining moment again sokuthi uyalimamela izwi likaNkulunkulu, ngoba manje uyakhumbula ukuthi manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini. Noma ngabe amabutho akhe ebezama ukuthi bamfake ukuthi ambulale uSauli, kodwa yena wabona ukuthi no, I cannot do that. And this was a defining moment, kusho ukuthi bekuphuma into esenhlizweni yakhe ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ithini. Ingabe inhliziyo yakhe ifuna ukuthi uSauli afe na ukuze yena angene ebukhosini? Ngoba esikhathini esiningi ungenza ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ususe umuntu esihlalweni ngoba wena ufuna ukungena. Sikubonile kwenzeka lokho esikhathini esiningi, abantu benza izinto zokuthi basuse umuntu endaweni ukuze kungene yena. Ngisho nasemisebenzini kunjalo. Kanti umuntu doesn't realize ukuthi that is a defining moment la uNkulunkulu ayenzayo ukumhlola umuntu enhlizweni ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ithini ngomunye umuntu. Ingabe wena uselfish enough yokuzicabangela kwedwa ukuthi ngifuna iposition, ukuthi ungenza anything ukuthi uthole that position? Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, the defining moments will come to all the believers. No Abraham ngokwakhe wahlangabezana with this defining moment. After u-Abraham esethathe, the Bible tells us lapha kuGenesis 22 kuverse 12 wakhona ukuthi sekethathe ibhozo ezama ukuthi abulale u-Isaka, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyashela ukuthi yeza ingelosi yamstopa. And now siyezwa la uNkulunkulu kuverse 12 athi, now I know that you fear me. Manje uNkulunkulu will make any means zokuthi kubonakale ukuthi kufika those defining moments empilweni zethu ukuthi ahlole ukuthi manje inhliziyo yethu ikuphi. Njengoba sithola izwi even nakwincwadi kaDeuteronomy lapha kuchapter 13 uverse 1 samfunda ithi lana, if the prophets or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he says, let us follow other gods, gods we have not known, and let us worship them, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or the dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. Manje siyabona ukuthi there are things ezenzekayo even nasemaphupheni. UNkulunkulu angayenza ukuthi uphuphe lelo phupha, kanti uNkulunkulu uzokucheka ukuthi wena inhliziyo yakho ikuphi, uyamkhonza na. Ngoba manje ikhuluma ukuthi uma kuza umuntu kuwe umuntu ochaza amaphupha ekhuluma into engakwenza ukuthi uphume kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu is trying to test you. Manje namaphupha la uNkulunkulu, there are defining moments esiwatholayo emaphupheni ukuthi manje uthi ngiphuphe ubani bani, uthi lo bani bani. Manje uNkulunkulu ozayo ukuzositesta ukuthi inhliziyo yethu ikuphi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi the defining moments esizitholayo even namanje ngo-2020 sithola ukuthi abaningi since 2020 ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo all over globally, abaningi siyezwa uma sithola ama news ukuthi abaningi, like last week they said that iGermany, most of the people base Germany bamhlubukile uNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngenxa yesimo esisibonayo esenzekile sale COVID. Manje this was a similar situation se lapha kuncwadi kaJohn chapter 6 uPetro lapho abantu uma uJesu Kristu ekhuluma ngendaba yesinkwa nokuthi inyama isinkwa newayini ukuthi isinkwa lesi isimbolize inyama yakhe iwayini simbolize igazi lakhe siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi babuyele emuva manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle bangcwele ukuthi sazi ukuthi there are defining moments ezifikayo ezizocheka inhliziyo zethu ukuthi zime kuphi. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.